Alrighty then, and here we go on to our number two. Alright, praise God. And I'm going to do a little bit of housekeeping right now to let people know. A lot of people don't know this. So what happens is I actually publish the radio shows at two places, at drive.google.com and at tribulationnow.com, with the guy that wears the headphones and is making this ooh look on his face. I put them in two separate places for a reason. The main reason is because that Google Drive gets upset when too many people try to download something at the same time. So then I get emails from people and they're like, oh, I'm getting error messages. What do I do? What do I do? That's one thing that happens. Another thing that happens is they actually do go to tribulationnow.com. They do click on the guy that's making ooh with his face and the headsets on and everything. But then they can't see the radio show that was just posted. So please be advised that mobile devices, I don't care if they're iPads or they're, Android pads or their, S22 Ultras or S27 Ultras or Android this or Android that or whichever they are, or Google phones and Pixel phones, they all have in their browser, if you click on the little sandwich, menu thing at the upper right-hand corner, you drop it down and look for where it says, as a matter of fact, I'm going to do it right now so I can give you the exact words. Now, I'm using an Android, and I'm sure that the different, types of phones, there are many hundreds of them, that they have different words that they use for clearing the cache. But your local cache on your digital device might have something in the drop-down menu that says delete browsing data. Look for that. Delete browsing data. Because all devices, mobile devices, laptops, big giant PCs, you name it, Apple devices even, as a general rule, now I don't know, maybe Apple does something a little bit different, but as a general rule, your mobile device is going to create a cache, and that allows you to bring the same page up over and over again really, really fast. And unfortunately, if you don't delete browsing data before you go to the website, you are probably going to see the last page that was displayed because it's in your cache. All right, praise God. I wanted to get that out to everybody. Kids, are you glad that I did that? Because now a lot of people are confused. I want to get rid of that confusion as much as I could. Praise God. And let's go ahead and go in to the news. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so Trump's Golden Dome. So everybody knows right now, or should know by now, that the promises made by Donald Trump were that he was going to create this defense system for the United States of Babylon the Great called the Golden Dome. Well, isn't it fascinating how quickly everybody jumped on this because they were right? Guess where else there's a Golden Dome? At Epstein Island. How about that, kids? Right. I knew you'd respond appropriately. So anyway, the Golden Dome, the Golden Age, they are references to what? Extreme evil. And China has come right out, whether it's part of a game that they're playing amongst one another, I have no idea, but they have come out and publicly stated, if you don't get out of Gaza and you don't keep on doing the thing, if you keep on doing the things that you're doing right now, we're going to get involved. They've already dropped food supplies down on Gaza to try to help them out. Never mind the three major military pacts that were signed between Putin, Russia, and Iran. Okay, and then you've got Iran completely turning down the deal because they keep on raising the bar and saying they want to disassemble the centrifuges, which they said, no way, that's our red line. And then of course, they raised the red line in their negotiations with Russia. They said, you have to give up some of this land. Well, Russia's like, no way, we're not giving up any of that land. So right away, there was an impasse that was intentionally created. And now we find out that the United States of Babylon the Great has been feeding fantastic amounts, billions of dollars worth of military equipment, tanks, you name it, to both locations. So we've been, silently funding World War III like crazy while everybody's going, oh, goody, goody, I don't have to pay taxes on my tips anymore. Woohoo! Just like Abramovich said, a magician of the highest order. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So the next one up is... All right. How the End Begins. You know, do you remember the movie that Obama created on Netflix called How the End Begins? Do you? Well, let me read to you this little news report that a lot of us found quite disturbing. Quote, Johan Helberg was fast asleep at his waterfront home in Norway in Binset, west of Trondheim, early Thursday morning when, get this, a 135-yard-long cargo ship ran aground right outside of his house. Folks, come on, what is that? That's enough. Okay. I mean, when the Antichrist and his whatever you want to call it get together and they put together an evil movie, and they also did Civil War, they know it's coming. We've got so many prophecies of people that said that something bad's going to happen to, you know, all those people out there on the street chanting, you know, you got Comey saying 8647, 86. They're even selling ball caps on Amazon right now that have 8647 on there. There are people standing on street corners chanting 8647, all this kind of stuff. It's just unbelievable. I praise God that our citizenship is in heaven, Philippians 3:20. I praise God that we're not from here. We never were. And we're here for just a short period of time as part of the elect of God, holy and beloved, as our and able to present our bodies as a spiritual service of worship to Him. Praise Jesus. This is our time. This is our time to get super excited. Could it take a while? Could it drive us nuts like it has all this time? Absolutely. But isn't it cool to see it all unfolding in accordance with, I mean, then we got the Civil War thing. When does that begin? We don't know. When does NASA come on the TV across the whole world and tell everybody that the missing people were taken by the aliens? All these things. We don't know for sure exactly, but it is fitting together like an incredible tapestry of end times events that you just couldn't. There's nobody who writes a movie. There is not a single screenplay artist in the world, no Stephen King, there is none that could reproduce the most amazing stuff that we are seeing happening in the world right now that is associated with our imminent departure. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. All right, the next one up, here we go. All right, okay, so listen to this. I just wanted you to hear this. It's one of those things you got to hear. And I could tell you about it until I was, you know, pink, purple, polka dot in the face, but the reality is until you hear it, you don't quite get it. And so I'm going to play for you a video that they have published on X. It's probably been taken down already anyway. So let me just play this for you. Oh, and let me tell you what they're saying, because they're saying it in Italian. They're saying Heil Hitler. Okay? Just wanted you to know. All right, here we go. Oops. I wish you could see. I wish you could see the size of this crowd, because it's sad. It's so sobering. It's such a huge crowd. It just goes on. It's nothing like the Houthis. I mean, come on. I don't think anybody can top them in filling up streets. That's unbelievable. I mean, man, it would take, you know, a whole tank of gas of the helicopter flying overhead to even get to the end of the crowd. But, man, to see is this many people out there, you know, saying, Heil Hitler, you know, in Italian, that is just, that's deeply, deeply disturbing. So what we've got is division that has occurred across the earth right now. The Bible does say that Jerusalem or Israel becomes a burdensome stone toward the end. We still have to see, you know, and then we have Isaiah 17, where it says, and Damascus will be turned into a ruinous heap. Well, they're already bombing Damascus. We've seen them put somebody else in power in the position of Assad. They wanted somebody that was going to be friendly to ultimately to Israel. So all that stuff is in play. We've got division taking place more and more and more between the Arabs, the Shia, and the Sunni. So that's happening just like it ought to happen if it's going to align with the 15-year-old boy, Nate. Natan and Rabbi Rami Levi and their testimony about all the Arab nations fighting each other first, and then they all turn on Israel at the same time. So everything is kind of weaving itself together in this impossible, you know, it's just amazing. It really is. It is absolutely. And then you throw in the Dr. O'Rourke, the long version of that, and have him talk specifically about the F-35s and everything. Wow. And when do the aliens really show up? I'm not talking about these stupid little lights in the sky. Yes, those are alien oriented. Yes, the strange little balls that they're finding in different parts of the world and stuff. They are alien oriented. They're probably probes getting information. What do you do when you're about to go in and attack a particular part of the world? You send out scouts. You send out troops. You send out patrols. You go and you look and you see what's over the hill. You want to know if you're going to walk into a gigantic platoon of 10,000 men coming straight at you that you never even knew were there. And that's what, you know, the scouting part of all of that is. So we see a lot of that happening even in the ranks of the aliens, which are fallen angels. Does that mean that all otherworldly beings are fallen angels? Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I read a scientific paper just in the last few days, which I found to be most amazing, where these theoretical astrophysicists had come to the conclusion that the galaxy that we are currently living in resides inside of a black hole. Imagine that. A black hole where nothing escapes, not even light. Wow. No wonder God said, "Can you loose the belts of Orion? Can you guide Arcturus with her sons?" Book of Job is amazing. So many secrets are hidden in there. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And also in Psalms, it's just mind-shattering. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go ahead and take a look at some more of the headlines that have happened just recently. There has been, for your information, a gigantic, massive explosion in China. This is about the third or fourth massive explosion that has occurred in China. So the question is it the Chinese rebelling against the China government? Or are these, well, you know, false flag attacks? If you think that the Israeli Mossad are only one nation, you're gravely mistaken. If you think that the CIA are all Americans, you're gravely mistaken. If you think that the MI6 are all British, you're gravely mistaken. Those operatives are all over the world, and they are native to those countries. So they can get inside where the centrifuges are. They can get inside. They can listen to everything that's going on. That's what's going on right now. So I wanted you to know about the humongous explosions that are taking place even in China. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Also, there are no more restrictions. This is official. There are no more restrictions on the military equipment and the amount of money that can be given to Zelensky and the Ukraine to attack Russia. So right now there is a huge war taking place between the Ukraine and Russia, but it's not really the Ukraine because Ukraine does not have the satellite equipment to direct any of these highly advanced missile systems. Okay, so what is it? It's cooperation. They've known it all the time. Lavrov and Medvedev have come forward and said straight up that this is coming because we know that the United States is helping them position these weapons. We know that the United States is providing guidance, trajectory systems, and intel so that they're able to land the missiles and such where they want to. They already know about, they've been complaining about it for now for well over a year. And it says, according to this person, he calls himself Mertz, he's from Germany, he says, it starts at Justin, Germany, the United States, France, and the United Kingdom have removed all limitations on arms deliveries to Kiev, as stated by the German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, who says there is no longer any restrictions of any type on weapons supplied to the Ukraine, neither by the British, the French, nor us. There are no restrictions on the American side either. I believe that this will lead to an escalation of the conflict, so he says. Putin is not inclined to accept a ceasefire because they want the land back. Ain't never going to happen. So what happened last night and the night before? Humongous attacks. This was after an attack of something like, I think they said 500 drones, suicide drones, on deep into Russia. Deep into Russia. Did a lot of damage. A lot of people were killed. And Russians said, nothing doing. And they started bombing all over the Ukraine. Kiev, Odessa, you name it. Kharkiv. Holy moly. Anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Things are moving along. You may not be aware of it. It's not going to be on Fox News. If that's all you listen to, then you're not getting the whole story. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Father, for giving us the information that we need. Thank you, Father, for teaching us that we are citizens of heaven. We are not from here and we are not staying here. We are wise as serpents, but we're gentle as doves. It doesn't matter to us, except that it identifies or helps us to identify that we're going home to be with Jesus soon. That's cool. That's awesome. Praise God. And when you look at Revelation 3:10, it says, because you have kept my command to persevere, I will keep you from the hour of trial that comes upon those who dwell upon the earth. Well, where's the Church of Philadelphia? She isn't dwelling upon the earth. Aha, the hour of trial does not come upon her. She's up at the wedding supper. That's why we pray always to be counted worthy, because we're not, to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before Jesus. Hallelujah. Where's that? The wedding supper. That's why the last two women in Revelation 12 were taken away to a place of safety where they would be fed for times half a time. That is because they're going to the wedding supper. I don't know why people have to weave in all kinds of wacky things and say it's Petra and this and some other place or some strange astral projection above the land of the Philippines and all this other stuff. Where do they get these ideas? I can only think of one place. It reminds me of when Peter was standing before Jesus and Jesus looked at Peter and said, get thee behind me, Satan. But we talked about this many, many times. Be careful out there, folks. Going out there in the internetosphere and trying to figure things out right now, today, as close as we are to our departure, is like, doing a dance in a minefield. I hope you don't get blown up. Praise Jesus. All right. Thank you, Father. Anyway, let's see here. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, there's another image that's surfaced out there where they had done some chroma correction on the big brass gigantic Death Star, the spherical Death Star that David Doetry saw in his vision, where it was a warning 3 to 4 weeks prior to the rapture occurring. Okay. So that thing is getting more and more obvious. At least it appears, but it could be just the chroma correction. So we have to keep our eyes open. All right, praise God. Also, there was this weird, huge white laser from the sky that even AccuWeather was putting it on, on TV for everybody. And they're like, what could this mysterious sky streak be? So the major weather agencies are starting to spot strange anomalies. And they're going, what is this? And, we would expect that because it says in 2 Thessalonians 2, power, signs, and lying wonders. We also know, correctly so, that according to Arthur C. Clarke, any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic to us, right? All right, and also, I love this. This is from C.S. Lewis. Hardships... Hold on a second. Hardships are often prepare ordinary people for an extraordinary destiny. Hardships often prepare ordinary people for an extraordinary destiny. That sounds pretty exciting to me. What do you guys think? That's right. For an extraordinary destiny. Okay. Praise God. Listen to this. So we've all run across people acting strangely. Now, we know that there's going to be a mark, and we know that the word in Greek that says mark is the word emblem. So it's actually going to be a visible mark. We know that the testimony in YouTube, the tribulation, let me see if I can find it so I can lead you right to it. Since I'm doing 2 hours, I might as well. YouTube and... it's on the tip of my tongue, but I'm not going to wait for it. Tribulation. Ken Peters. Okay, so looking for tribulation space Ken, K-E-N, space Peters, P-E-T-R-E-R-S. Okay? Listen to that testimony. It doesn't mean that he went through it. He's already gone on and passed on to heaven. Okay? But he was shown by God what it's going to look like. He didn't know what Humvees were. He's like, what are those things? He's looking around. He's going, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. This is very strange. So you get a firsthand view into the period of the Great Tribulation and people lining up for these men or whatever entities dressed up like the Grim Reaper, okay, chopping people's heads off because they're not willing to denounce Jesus as their Lord and Savior and take the mark. So that mark is coming. That mark is coming. And we are not going to be given, we're not going to be given over to the hour of trial. We're already promised. Revelation 3:10, I will keep you from the hour of trial. Well, guess what? The hour of trial is the moment that you are being told that we're going to chop the heads off of your kid unless you take this mark. That's the hour of trial. And we know that that hour is a metaphor for the Great Tribulation. And the reason we know that, we can jump over to Revelation 17 and see that the entities, these beings, had not been given power over anything as yet. Okay, and then they were given power over some part of the earth for an hour. That is another metaphor. It's like times half a time, 42 months, 3.5 years. It's the same thing. It's just another metaphor for the period of the Great Tribulation. Well, there you have it. We shouldn't be here for that. The hour of trial that comes to test those who dwell upon the earth. We don't need testing. We love Jesus with all of our heart. Praise God, and he knows it. So let's hope that we're going to get out of here as soon as possible. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so anyway, let me jump back over. I want to play this for you because it's mind-bending, because a lot of people have been seeing many, many other people acting really weird. Just acting really weird. It's very pervasive, especially in the medical profession, certainly amongst doctors and nurses and stuff that are still part of that profession, where they had gotten multiple boosters from Pfizer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Listen to what these people are saying. These are high-end physicians, MDs, that have studied this thing. They've actually done autopsies on the brain, and they said, oh my gosh. Okay, and I want you to be able to hear this, because this is a alarming. Okay, praise God. And let me just go ahead. I clicked on the wrong thing real quick. Here it comes up. Please don't let it be. Okay.
I want to add also a comment to what Tina said about the change in personality, depression, and all these things. This is very real. And we have identified the reasons from the theory, and some doctors in Italy have, some pathologists have confirmed that. The spike protein, unfortunately, attacks and destroys also the endocrine system. So the glands producing hormones. And hormones are what make our emotions and feelings and all those things.
The spirit.
And so an Italian pathologist near Venice, he went on a newspaper telling that all the brains he had investigated, he found the pineal gland completely destroyed on all the people who were vaccinated.
All right, on all the people that were vaccinated. Pineal gland completely destroyed. Now, how many boosters do you have to get until that happens? I don't know. None of us know. But I can tell you that, thank goodness, my daughter had only received one, and she's showing no signs, and she's drawing closer to the Lord all the time. I praise God for that. So again, and plus, the other thing is, they had intermingled a lot of fake ones with real ones. It was just a humongous worldwide test of evil. Okay, so anyway, I also told people, if you're forced into a situation where you got to take it, you lay your hands on that daggone needle before it touches your body, and you say as loud as you can, in the mighty name of Jesus, I render you into saline. It shall not hurt me in Jesus' name. And you freak them out. If those nurses' eyes are not the size of saucers, you didn't say it firmly enough. Remember in Mark, it says, when Jesus saw the people come running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, come out of him and don't enter him again, that kind of thing. And the thing about it is, why did Jesus wait until the people come running together? Ah, there you go. The Lord likes a lot of people to see his miracles work. So Jesus waited until all of the people could come and see his miraculous casting out of the devils. All right. It's part of bringing people into the kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So let's jump back over to the headlines once again and see what we got left. Oh, okay. A short time of darkness. Now, I want to go ahead and read this to you. This is a prophecy that goes all the way back to 2013. Yep. I've been keeping them now for 14 years, and a lot of them are being brought back to my recollection. Is it the methylene blue? Or is it just being brought back to my recollection by the Holy Spirit or whatever? I don't know. I'm not pointing to anything. I'm not saying anything, but I thank you, Jesus, that they're here. Okay, this one's from, it was entitled, "And Then I Come From You," from Sister Bonnie in Sydney, Australia. She's a retired paralegal secretary, and she had, for the longest time, Bond's blog. And boy, she was hearing from the Lord crystal clear at the time. And in the middle of this one, it says, excuse me, "Remember that I told you there will be..." I'm sorry. Of course, I always have to get an indigestion. "Remember that I told you that there will always be a short span of darkness you will need to walk through before I come for my bride. There will be a..." think about Revelation chapter 6. Okay, you getting it now? "There will be a time..." Listen, this is so important to get this. So I'm going to pause. It's called a pregnant pause. Okay? Have you put the vac down? Are you listening now? "There will come a time when it may appear that I have forsaken you, but nothing could be further from the truth. No matter what happens, no matter how you feel, I have not forsaken you, and I will never forsake you. It will be at this time that you must strengthen your faith in my word," read the Bible, "and my personal words spoken to you through prophets. Or maybe directly." I mean, I've had plenty of those myself. "Just because you may not be able to feel me for a short span, know that I am with you regardless of your feelings, and I will bring you through. So do not get discouraged. You know, if you don't feel like your prayers are being answered or things are not happening as fast as they ought to happen and all that kind of stuff, keep on going, keep on believing, keep on drawing into Jesus. Draw yourself into the Word of God. Draw yourself into your personal time with Him. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Confess of all of your sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. We practice righteousness just as Jesus practiced righteousness. That is all who we are. We are never going to be perfect. Only through Jesus and counting us worthy. Praise God. All right, so I wanted you to have that for sure. All right, next one up. U.S. Sent 800 planes, 140 ships, and supplies over to Israel already. So the war between Israel and Hamas has begun as far back as 2023. 800 planes, 140 ships, and all the supplies to operate them all the way back to 2023. Imagine that. And then Trump dumps $2.5 billion on crypto. Imagine that. Why would he do that? Well, because he's getting ready to shovel the whole thing over onto the crypto market. Dump the IRS. You don't need it anymore. Dump the Fed because you don't need it anymore. And then he's going to latch everything in into crypto market. We already know about that. I read for you the executive order about Trump aligning the United States with the crypto markets. All right. So this has been, you know, he called it digital whatever, blah, blah, blah. They always rename something. The Patriot Act really means the non-Patriot Act. Okay, and I'm just not going to get into all of that satanic stuff. They turn everything upside down. Isaiah 29, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Next one up. All right, so anyway, let me go ahead and mark these two, or else I'm very likely to repeat myself. Longer restriction on types of weapons given to the Ukraine. Justin, Germany says there are none. No longer are there any restrictions. We can do whatever we want with Ukraine. We can send over as much money as we want to. Americans send over as much money as we want to. We've already come to the conclusion that we're not going to create any kind of a peace deal with Russia. Well, how about that? Anybody surprised about that? Hasn't been paying attention very well. All right, praise God. Now, there are a lot of people out there that have been making comments about the Buga events, the metallic spears that have been found in large numbers. Well, one in particular that was downed, and they started taking it apart and reading about it. They call them metallic spheres, and they call them Buga from Colombia. Those are not what we're talking about when we talk about David Doetry. Okay, David Doetry saw a massive, like planet-sized, huge, copper-shaped Death Star hovering in our atmosphere. Every single TV in the entire world, all 95 countries and 243 island nations combined, are going to be seeing it on their TV. All right, so you got to kind of keep things in perspective and don't be distracted by the little probes that they're sending around, because that's what it'll do. It'll distract you, and we don't want to have that happen. Iran warns the entire Middle East will be at war. If you touch us, if you attack us, even the little bittiest bit, the whole Middle East will be at war, they say. Well, don't forget about all the military arrangements that have been signed, sealed as pacts. Okay, anybody who's studied world wars know that world wars materialize because of pacts that were established through signature by multiple nations on either side long before the war began. And then all of a sudden, the French go da-da-da-da-da-da, they go in and charge, and we're at war. So then everybody else feels obliged. They have to join in too, even though they didn't even care about it. And that's how they all start, one right after the other. So anyway, praise God, I'll just go ahead and take that one off the list. Also, in the big, beautiful bill, which is a big, fat lie, it's going to transmit, did you know this? We're going from $31 trillion in debt because of the big, beautiful bill to $51 trillion in debt. Does it sound as big and beautiful as it did? Well, it says in verbatim, inside the bill, that artificial intelligence is run by the Department of Commerce, and no law shall be made to prevent or hinder the use of artificial intelligence. It's embedded in the big, beautiful $51 trillion bill. Yay! So let's get out of here as soon as we can, because I don't want to be around here. They're already putting together what's called AGI, which is artificial general intelligence, and they're putting skin on robots. Okay? They're already preparing for, the Terminator, whatever. What version would it be? 25? There's been so many of them. Absolutely unbelievable. So let's go ahead and chalk that one off the list. Thank you, Jesus. And then Trump lies, comes out and tells everybody, we are talking with Israel about ending the Gaza war as quickly as possible. Liar, liar, pants on fire. The only sound that you should be hearing right now is, and then you should hear right after that, and then after you wait a little bit, maybe this too. And then maybe...
Hey, human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
That pretty much captures it all. Ukrainian military targets are being blown up. Ukraine has no air defenses left. So our THAAD missile systems have not worked. The Patriot missile systems have not worked. Nothing is stopping the Kinzhal missiles. They move 10,000 miles an hour. Nothing. And then Trump says in front of the military, in front of, West Point or whatever, in his speech, he actually said this. I couldn't believe it. He said, well, the reason why Russia has hypersonic missiles is because they stole them from us. And I'm like, I just busted out laughing. That's absolutely retarded. This is so very difficult to, we just got to deal with it. Praise God, we're not from here. Praise Jesus, we're not staying here. Praise Jesus, we get our rewards from our Heavenly Father for the people that we pray for. Pray for the lost. Pray for people who you know are unsaved. Ask our Father, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, will you please save Brother Bill? Father, in the name of Jesus, will you please save Sister Sally? Remember that at the end of Acts 2:17-21, it says, blood, fire, and vapor, smoke, and all those who call out upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We never want to forget that. And remember, many will be saved at that time. Thank you, Jesus. There was the woman who, during the 2005 Christmas mega tsunami that happened in the Indian Ocean, she was Buddhist and she saw the water heading straight at her and she figured she was going to die. So she said, well, I've never gotten anything from Buddha. So she grabbed a hold of the side of the pagoda and she held on with all of her might and she said, Jesus! And the water just parted and went right around her. Now, don't even tell me that.
Don't forget to take out your trash cans.
Thank you, Alexa. Now shut up. Okay? Oh, my gosh. And it's true. I do have to take out my trash can. But not yet. She just doesn't know. She's not actually monitoring them like she should be. But I don't have a sensor. They need to come out with a sensor for a trash can fullness. Anyway, full-scale war against Russia, Germany, the United States, France have lifted restrictions. So everybody's saying, now it's a full-scale war. All, you know, no holds barred at this point. So we're going to see where that's going to head to. But I can tell you right now, Medvedev, Lavrov, and Putin are ready to go. They'll roll up their sleeves, put on the 8-ounce boxing gloves, and let them have it. Because they're already doing it to Odessa. They're already doing it to Kiev. And they're already doing it to Kharkiv, which means they're getting ready to roll in. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Then, of course, Trump's out there publicly saying, Putin is crazy. What would he do this for? And he pretends like he knew nothing about the massive Ukrainian drone attack of over 500 suicide drones that went deep into, all the way into Moscow, killed a lot of civilians. It's like Trump is like, hello, knock, knock. Is anybody home? Is anybody paying attention? Do you actually have, you know, some kind of an advisor that you listen to? Obviously not. Okay, that surely looks like it's the way it is now. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. All righty then. And all of those beloved friends of mine that love to text me as soon as the day is over, please stop doing it right now. God bless you. I love you. All right, so the next one up is United States President Trump is likely to announce a ceasefire. We already know that that's a lie. Israel rejects the ceasefire. Okay, so while Trump is saying, I expect a ceasefire in Gaza at any time, Netanyahu's coming out and saying, there ain't going to be no ceasefire. No way, no how. And Iran says, war is getting closer. So this is all happening at the same time. I love this article so much. Listen to this. Black hole. It says a recent analysis of data from James Webb Telescope has blown the scientific minds. We may be living inside a gigantic rotating black hole. Yes, like in science fiction. Only this is a very real hypothesis called the Schwarzschild cosmology. Boy, would that explain these mystery scriptures from the book of Job's. Praise Jesus. It's amazing. We know we're in a containment zone. We already know that we are in a type of a prison planet. But what if it wasn't a prison planet? What if instead of a prison planet, it was more of a prison galaxy? That would explain all kinds of things like hexagrams on the northern pole of Saturn. How about that? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Then Ukraine tries to attack Putin's helicopter. Well, of course, Putin didn't like that very much. So you can believe that there are all kinds of heavy-duty bombers that were, I mean, they're dumping on the Ukraine right now. It is absolutely on fire. But nobody knows, hardly anybody knows about any of these things right now. Because none of the mainstream, they have censorship turned on pretty much the same way. You know, the whole time World War II was happening, you know what we got? The whole time that Vietnam was going on, you know what we got? We got like, this is Walter Cronkite, and we're live on the scene, and we have a body count of all this and all these numbers. They're not talking. They're not telling you the truth. They're not telling you anything. They're not telling you that Robert McNamara lied about I don't even want to get into all of it. There have been so many false flags and so many lies that have occurred over the years. I really think you'd have to write about a 700-page book to capture them all. It's pretty dagnabbit bad. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, so let me look here. I'm just taking a look. There's been unbelievable severe weather that's been happening all over the world. I'm talking about unbelievable floods that are happening in Mexico, that are happening in India, that are happening in, I forget the name of the town, Hagdez, or I forget it, in Kansas. I mean, it's unbelievable. Davao, the Philippines, McAllister, that's what it was, Kansas. The flooding is unbelievable. It is totally apocalyptic. It's like nobody's ever seen. Nobody understands why it's happening. Then once somebody comes out, they come out and say that, warning, there's a strong earthquake likely to occur around Los Angeles and down the San Diego. So according to earthquake predictions, the guy says, warning, strong earthquake is likely, major earthquake is possible in Los Angeles, down the San Diego between 525, which is a couple of days ago, and 527. But then he does say, it might not happen. So we're at 527 right now. No, he says it could go to the end of 528. I take that back. Sorry about that. Wow. So to the end of tomorrow, What if it does happen? I heard this guy has been right several times. We'll have to see. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let me get back over to where I was. Trump. Okay, we got the Trump lie, severe weather, flooding all over the world. Let's just go ahead and mark these as discussed, or else I'll be a Dorkosaurus and I'll read them again. Because I'm doing this stuff on the fly. All right. They caught some more footage of the crisis actors. Yep. They got more footage of the crisis actors that were gathering inside the Capitol building prior to opening the front doors and letting people in. And of course, they don't understand that they're crisis actors. And they're like, I don't understand. How come these people are all standing around like they are and talking about what they are? And I just don't get it. But you can tell that they're there before they actually open the doors and they don't get it. Crisis actors, for crying out loud. I wish people understood what they were looking at, but they don't. I've had in my possession a video right now that could have broken that wide open, but I didn't really want to go to jail, so I decided, no, I think I'm going to pass on this one. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So anyway, things are happening kind of crazy right now, and it's exciting for us, especially in light of the Dr. O'Rourke F-35 prophecy and so many of the other things that are happening around it all. Okay, then there's an article that was written that says that Freemasonry is based on Kabbalah, and that the two types of black magic, especially above the 33rd degree level, okay, which is where Trump is, they weave together like a tapestry of satanic mastery like nobody could ever imagine in their wildest evil dreams, or probably you'd want to call them more like nightmares. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Then you've got Alex Jones commenting on how he says that he doesn't think Bill Gates is human. Now, Alex troubles me because he doesn't say anything about, you know, the place we're not supposed to talk about. But I am going to play this for you.
I mean, Bill Gates is demonically possessed. That's an alien.
I'm not convinced that he's a human being. He doesn't give me that vibe.
That's why you look at him. And I've seen what David Icke talks about when people sitting there and their eyes go black.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it. And, it's just, they get taken over. I mean, Bill Gates is not a human. It's his cells. He's there. But no, he's an alien. He's like a gremlin model.
All right. So we know what happens is they kill them, they clone them, and then they do ceremonies and a walk-in of a seraphim, fallen seraphim, which is a Draco, okay? There's so many of them, and it gives them a home. They don't even have to create a fit extension. In that particular case, the person voluntarily allowed. They're told, hey, you're going to have, you know, eternal life and all that kind of stuff, and they're like, oh, okay, and they go ahead and let them do the ceremony, and then a fallen seraphim goes in. It's a walk-in, and it takes over their form. And it's covered in the book of the Testament of Amaron and some other texts as well. But in the Testament of Amaron, the person looks up and says, you, what are you? He had eyes like a viper. And they said, we lord over you. We are watchers and we lord over you. And all this other stuff. It's all creepy. Super creepy. I have a whole big set of show notes. It's just about the reptilians. So if I ever get bored, I could read you that. I don't know. You'd probably be like, oh, man, I already heard this stuff before. Or there's probably a few people that'll be like, wow, I'm really glad you shared that. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So let's go ahead and take a look. Looking at my time, the time is running low. Let's go ahead and take a look at what we have left here. And if anything is really hugely important. I already told you about the massive Russian response on the attack, especially the one that almost hit Putin's helicopter. Okay. There's a statement by a man named Vadim Norvinsky, and he says that it is Zelensky's mission to end all Christianity in the Ukraine. Completely eliminated. All right. Also, supposedly, there is a report that says that Trump sent a letter to the Iraqi foreign minister, Fuad Hussein, demanding that he expel Iran-backed Shiite militias. That's interesting. Think it's going to happen? I don't think so. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Then you've got millions of people that are pouring into the streets of Yemen in solidarity with Palestine. And let me tell you something, folks. You could have probably flown at high speed a helicopter over that group of people, relatively low, and it would have taken several long minutes for you to get all the way to the end. That was the biggest group of people I have ever seen in my entire life. Now, of course, all over the United Kingdom, a lot of the people are patriots there, and they're fighting for the survival of their country at this time. And they didn't call it a protest because they would have had to gotten a permit. So instead, they got people together, you know, clandestinely and said that it was just, what did they call it? They didn't call it a protest, but they called it a, I don't know, like a rising up or something like that. So anyway, they're trying as hard as they can try over in the Ukraine. I'm sorry, in the UK to try to turn things around a little bit. Now, while all this is happening, Trump is setting up for a military parade. When's the last time any of you Americans out there have seen the President of the United States set up an actual military parade where he drives trucks and missiles and planes and jets and bombs and all this other stuff through a parade down the street so the whole world can see everything? Well, I'm 63 and I ain't never seen or heard about anything like that. That is some spooky, creepy reptilian stuff. All right. There were incredible sprites in the air in Texas. What a beautiful thing to see. I'd love to be able to get all these things up on the website pretty soon so that folks will be able to take a look at those. And it's pretty amazing, really. All right. So let me go ahead and flag that with the color yellow so it jumps out at me. All right. They're pushing very hard, especially the European Union, for CBDCs. And in the European Union, they want CBDCs to be full effect by October the 25th. Folks, I don't know about you, but I don't know. That just seems like something big is going to happen anytime. All right, it could. Just like that prophecy that I read for you, where it said, that an event will occur that will begin World War III and there will be no stopping it. Right? All right. Millions of people pour into the streets of Yemen. You heard that. Trump's military parade. You heard about that. The sprites in the sky. The CBDCs by October of this year. Iran says the U.S. will bear the blame if there's a nuclear facility that's attacked. Rubio confirms continued flow of weapons into Kiev. So there you have it. And then you got Gerald Celente right here, coming right out and telling everybody is what they're doing is just a big fat, lie from the devil and all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and I want to skip over that because he gets pretty angry, folks, and he stops dropping so many F-bombs. It's like it's going to put the kids into a trauma, and I don't want to play that on the radio show. Praise God. All right. Giant C-17 transport planes landing in Ben Gurion Airport. What do you think they're dropping off? Don't think too hard, folks. It really is what you think it is. Iran to the United States. We will keep enriching you uranium. Thank you very much. AccuWeather comes forward. This is another thing I want to go ahead and mark yellow. And it comes forward. AccuWeather comes forward and they say, hey, look at this incredible white laser beam coming down from the sky. What is that, they say? I don't know, but it sure looks like some kind of a alien thing. I mean, it's hard to say. All right, praise God. But whatever it is, it's got to be some kind of a new weapon or whatever that. I don't know. How can any of us possibly know what all these things are? Is it part of the secret space program, perhaps? Is it part of an actual fallen angelic spaceship? We just don't know. Oh, also, you should be advised that Thailand is currently warning of a new COVID-19 strain called XEC, and it's spreading 7 times faster than the flu in the country of Thailand. So you've been told. Live updates. Trump threatens the European Union with a 50% tariff and aims to take over Apple iPhones and all this other stuff. You know, of course, the EU's like, oh, no, and all this kind of stuff. How much of it is just an open threat? that it's never going to happen, that he's going to pull back in 2 days. You know, you can't trust anything. It's just like that hippopotamus that I mentioned the other day. It's pretty disgusting when you actually look at the YouTube video, but boy, does it make a point. Iran's parliament ratifies a 20-year strategic agreement with Russia, so now they are locked in by a war agreement. Red line stalk fifth round of U.S. and Iranian nuclear talks. Folks, we already know what the red lines are. We've already set the bar too high. Iran has come out and said, nothing doing. Agenda 2030, that used to be Agenda 2021, I think it was, or 2020. Now it's 2030. It's exposed. I already played for you on the last show that the otherworldly beings, the fallen angelic creatures from the bowels of Sheol, the strange flesh, these, it's all in the book of Jude. Thank you, Jesus. Anyway, the situation is gruesome. It's absolutely gruesome. Let's see here. Scott Ritter attacked for mentioning genocide on the from the ICC on Israel. Africa is attacked openly. There's Donald Trump, and he's pointing to the president of Africa, and he's saying, look what you guys are doing to the white slaves. This is genocide. All the while he's turning his back on what's going on over, you know where. All right. Again, I got another audio bite of Salente and Napolitano going off. But let me tell you something, folks. I'm going to try to play this one because we have enough time. But I am being cautious because Salente goes off.
Steve Witkoff, who's the president's, who's the de facto secretary of state, the one that does all the negotiating with foreign counterparts, claims that Trump is a humanitarian. A humanitarian? He's continued the slaughter in Gaza, and he continues to fund the war in Ukraine, claiming that neither is his war. Guess what? They're both his wars. He could stop both of those wars with a phone call. The one in Gaza would stop in 24 hours. The one in Ukraine would stop in about 2 weeks when they run out of ammo.
Yep. Oh, and then what did Trump do? I mean, even how terrible Biden was and that little clown boy, the Secretary of State, Blinken, you know, giving all the weapons to keep slaughtering the Palestinians, when what Biden did do, he stopped sending them the 2,000-pound bombs, and Trump turned that around and more big weapons to go keep slaughtering and bombing the place into ruin.
Right. Now, you know, Trump has surrounded himself with an odd concatenation of neocons and some America firsters, but to a person, they are ardent Zionists.
Now, you know, thank you, Jesus, that our citizenship is in heaven. We are wise as serpents, so we're aware of these things, and we do play those reports. But we're gentle as doves. We would never get involved in any of this. It's not for us. What's for us is to draw in close to Jesus, to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, to get yourself some Grace Williams or Judy True soaking praise music. And when you are absolutely immersed in the presence of the Holy Spirit, play this little segment. Right now, the radio show, we're at the 51-minute mark. Korobashiti ala labashanda, basiti abakundayama sakia labashata sasia. See, right now, they're out there, the Satanists are out there trying to tell people that speaking in tongues, there are people speaking in tongues and they're satanic and all this other stuff. Listen, folks, Satanists speak in tongues, but they're demonic tongues. The difference is the University of Pennsylvania, okay, they had done a test. Now, I'm going to go ahead and see if I can find this. It'll be a miracle because I should have queued it up earlier. But let me go ahead here and just type it in. Okay, hold on a second. Oh, good. Okay, so I'm going to play this for you. It's 3 minutes and 29 seconds long, but I am going to play the whole thing for you because we have enough time. And this is a medical study held at the University of Pennsylvania regarding the speaking of, speaking in Holy Spirit-filled tongues. It's totally different than demonically speaking in tongues. There's no resemblance whatsoever. That's why I say put on Julie True. Put on Grace Williams. Immerse yourself in that praise. Just soak in it. And just be so full of praise you can't feel anything but the presence of God and the Holy Spirit. And then remember, mimic my tongues when you're doing that. mimic them. Because what you're about to discover is when the people at the University of Pennsylvania put brain probes on the people that were speaking in tongues, the speech center of the human brain had no excitation in it whatsoever. It went around the speech center of the human brain. Listen to this.
Thanks for watching.
All right, hold on a second while I bring the volume down on that one, because that's going to blow the doors off of things. It's unbelievable. Hold on a second. I'm lowering the volume. Let me try this.
In our internet edition of Nightline, I'm Martin Bashir. Today, we examine the Christian practice of speaking in tongues. Those outside the church often say it's nothing more than gibberish, but some Christians claim that it's the purest form of prayer beyond the constraints of normal language. Nightline's Vicky Mabry reports on the science of speaking in tongues.
It is an ancient practice mentioned in the Bible. St. Paul called it speaking in the tongues of angels. Jesus' apostles were first said to do it at Pentecost. The technical term is glossolalia. Most people call it speaking in tongues.
There's a vast number of people out there that, because they did not personally experience it or have been taught against it all their lives, there's no way they have an ability to embrace it. So that's common. We're still mocked and made fun of.
That's not stopping Pastor Jerry Stoltzfus or others in his congregation at the Freedom Valley Worship Center in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, from using what they say is a God-given gift.
It's almost as if I'm able to tap into God's heart and what he wants.
You are. You bypass the petition process, go straight into the throne room.
You can feel him speaking through the words that you're saying.
It almost sounds like a foreign language, but actually, those who speak in tongues are not saying anything in any known language.
With the gift of tongues, I can trust the Holy Spirit to figure out what needs to be healed. He will use what sounds like gibberish, like any other language sounds like gibberish. He will interpret that for his purposes and his uses.
We say things in our own English language, but speaking in tongues is a heavenly language that we're going to God and Jesus intercedes for us.
They say they have no control over what comes out of their mouths, that they're swept up in a rush of ecstatic religious feeling, and that the Holy Spirit is speaking through them.
Do you hear yourself?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I think I sound like a total idiot.
It's almost all in yellows and red here.
At the University of Pennsylvania, Dr. Andrew Newberg is looking for an explanation for what most regard as unexplainable.
I mean, it's not language. It's not regular language, at least, that would normally activate the frontal lobe.
Newberg is exploring the relationship between faith and science, studying what happens in the brain during the deepest moments of faith.
If we're really going to look at this very, very powerful force in human history of religion and spirituality, I think we really have to take a look at how that affects our brain, what's changing or turning on or turning off in our brain.
They're going to go around very fast right now.
He's recently published a study of Americans speaking in tongues. Remarkably, he discovered that what's happening to them neurologically looks a lot like what they say is happening to them spiritually.
That's because they can't see it. It's not exciting the frontal lobe where the speech center of the mind is. So you should take advantage of that. So, look, you want that gift. Right now, when things are really bad in the earth, God's petition stack is growing very, very fast. Do you want your prayers to have to be sitting at the end of that stack? And how many people understand the John Mulindy white paper, okay, How Satan Stops Our Prayer, Combat in the Spiritual Realm? And to those of you I've given it to, how many of you have read it more than once? Because if you've only read it once, you don't understand it. You've got to read it three or four times to totally get it. All right, it's very, very important. If we're not praying all the way through and completely immersing ourselves in the presence of God and pushing through and not accepting any distractions and praying immersed, dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. And don't you want, sometimes I just take all the people that I pray for, every single listener of the radio show, people that I've been saving up names for years and years and years and years, I take all of those and I just go through all of them. Now, of course, I always pray that God will send angels down into the dreams, the visions of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, when they slumbereth upon their bed, to save them souls from their souls from the pit, and to seal their instruction. Job 33:14-15, King James, hallelujah. Okay, but remember, so I'll just imagine that particular individual that I'm trying to pray for, or that group of people that I'm trying to pray for, and then I'll start praying in tongues. But the rules apply to speaking in tongues. If you are speaking for something in tongues that is outside of God's will or amiss, you're not going to get it. Sorry. So anyway, praise God. But it's a wonderful gift to have. You should seek it with all of your heart. We're running out of time, folks, these days. Look how close we are. Listen to what, Dr. David O'Rourke just said. I mean, I could rifle through the rest of all of these, these prophecies. I'm looking at some of them. Nope, it's just about continued flow of weapons, New South Wales, underwater, robots are given human faces. I already talked about IGA, artificial general intelligence that they're all worried about will turn into a Terminator thing. The whole manipulation of the money system with Japan, who was crashing from the treasury bonds, but they're manipulating it and tricking it into not. It's just so much stuff. But at the end of the day, the stuff that's really, really important is the stuff that we already covered. Praise Jesus. So in the name of Jesus, Father God, please, in Jesus' name, teach my fellow brothers and sisters. Help them in Jesus' name to please understand what your scripture says. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for everybody to remember, thank you, Father, to remember, praise you, Jesus, this particular scripture, 1 Samuel, and it is, I have to scroll down to it, wish I was a little faster, but I'm not. I'm quite slow. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. You know, I have people write me all the time. I could even drop names if I wanted to, but I would never do that. And they say, please pray for me. My name is so-and-so. I was like, I've been praying for you for years. I never stopped. Once you make it on my list, you're not getting back off again. I know a lot of people that have a proclivity to backslide when things are looking tutti-frutti out there. Yee-haw! Hold hands. Sing kumbaya. Plan for retirement. Everything is cool. Donald Trump is doing wonderful things. Look at all the people praying for him. Whenever I see myself going in the same direction as everybody else, I stop and reflect. I hope you do too. God bless you all. Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, where two or more are gathered together on this earth, and we are. Anything we ask for in Jesus' name that is within your will and not amiss, you will give it to us. And we're believing that. And we know there may be some delays. But we pray always to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before you, Jesus. And my goodness, can we hardly wait. God bless you all. Okay. This one. Hold on. All right. I'm doing the wrong thing. Hitting the wrong buttons. Got to get this out there. Just came in. San Francisco Bay Area region earthquake activity is going nuts. 1 hour ago, from a person who calls himself the Earth Master. Tremor count is highly elevated. San Francisco area. Cascadia subduction zone. When is that going to happen? I wanted to get that out to you. I really dislike it when I'm trying to get a show wrapped up and stuff starts comes flying in like crazy. Praise God. And then, of course, Colonel Douglas McGregor has come forward and said, Trump's no longer in control. And that's because Trump is doing it on purpose. He wants everybody to think he's not in control. God bless you all.